continue down the agenda, again, Division of Wildlife, informational items, number 22, Bonhomme County land donation. And I believe we will have Ryan joining us virtually.
Yeah, good morning, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling. I'm trying to get my screen to share here. All right, can you guys see that?
We cannot see it yet.
It's coming.
There we go.
All right, very good, yeah. Ryan Wenninger, Habitat Program Administrator. I got a couple of different land donations here I'm going to share with you for information items. The first one being the Bonhomme County property. This one here, had a county commissioner from the county down there in Bonhomme reach out to Game Fish and Parks. They essentially have 0.21 acres, so a pretty small property that they acquired from tax sale back in 1938 for 99 cents. It's part of an old railroad, the Chicago-Milwaukee-St. Paul Railroad right-of-way. This property here essentially is a corner of a GPA they own as a right-of-way that they bought way back then. And they want to basically get this off their books. They have another piece on the other side of it that they've already taken care of with another landowner there. And they essentially just want to get this off their books and not have to track it. So they would like to sign a quick claim deed, give it over to the department to round out that corner of that game production area. It would help straighten out that corner for our users and just clean things up nicely for them and for us. So that would be the first one. I guess I'll bring it back to you guys for action next month and stand by for any questions on this one before I move on.
Any questions for Ryan on this particular land donation? There are no questions, Ryan, so we can continue on.
All right, very good. Yeah, so the next one is located up in the northeastern part of the state, north of Roslyn, South Dakota. It's a 237-acre game production area, the Krause Farm, as we know it. There's 150 acres in the southeast corner of the game production area that's very difficult to access. Due to a section line road that comes in from the south, there's a just prior to getting to the game production area there shown in red on the map, there's a wetland that crosses the section line road. The cost to improve that road over that section of wetland there, build it up, some estimates that staff received were about $80,000 to do that, to improve that access, especially when things are wet and there's water in that wetland. So currently Game Fish and Parks has permission to cross Ryan Wagner's property there to the south and west of that wetland, just to get in there to spray weeds and things of that nature, do some management. They reached out to Mr. Wagner, asked about formalizing this agreement for public access and for the department, getting things kind of a formal access there. And he suggested or offered up, hey, why don't you guys just buy this corner, and then you guys would have some permanent access here. So staff, along with a few NGOs in the area, went out there and met with Ryan Wagner on that property and had some discussions. The local chapter of Whitetails Unlimited and the Brown County Pheasants Forever chapter are willing to purchase the 4.84 acres there and essentially donate it over to GF&P. They met and had it surveyed and plotted out already, those 4.84 acres, and that's what Mr. Wagner was agreeable to, and as well as us, for enough access there to get around that wetland. There's a draft purchase agreement between those individuals that's being shared with them right now. And so essentially what this would do is it create enough upland there around the south and west side of that wetland for permanent access. Even when water levels are high in that wetland, they would be able to get around and still access the GPA there. Obviously save a lot of money having to not build up that road and impact that wetland that's across the section line. If this would be approved and go through, Game Fish and Parks would use approximately some estimate of about $10,000 of habitat stamp funds to add some gravel and, regrade that road coming in from the south just to get to this new property and then create a small parking area there for users. So it would create a good access to a pretty large 150-acre parcel of property that right now is really only accessible by boat coming from the west. So I'd stand by for questions, and this one I'll bring back to you next month as well to take action on.
Any questions on this particular property donation or comments? Seeing none, I guess I will just say, Ryan, it's nice to see these partnerships that will benefit our users in the long run. This is good work on everybody involved with this, so thank you.
You bet. Thank you.